Good evening. I still haven't practiced this enough. Merry Christmas. Very good. I want to welcome all of us, all of you, to Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. I'm Will Morris, and I'm the pastor here. As many people know, Easter and Christmas are the most well-attended times of the year for churches, and that is a wonderful thing. It is so great to see you here. How many of you are members of family who are members of the church? Does that make sense? I guess we could all raise our hands, right? That was a strange question. Anyway, some of you are here from out of town and are joining us for Christmas. Is that true? Very good. Welcome. Several things going on tonight, all of which would be made richer by your full participation. We will have a musical dance number by our youth group. They're just about to be up. We will then have our worship service. Many of you are aware, I will just clarify if you don't know, the Burns Memorial United Methodist Church community is actually made up of three congregations in the single body of Christ. We are the Burns Church, which is the folks who generally worship here at 10 o'clock of a Sunday morning, but we are also the Tonga Fellowship. Some of their members are behind me in the choir loft. And their pastor is Pastor Pelaki Lakatui. Pelaki, are you there? Would you stand up so we could recognize you? Pastor, very good to have you. And the third contingent of our body of Christ is the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship, who are amassing their members and should be up soon. And their pastor is Reverend Raymond Addo. So, as we go through our service, each of these three pastors will have an opportunity to pray with you. It is likely that the Tongans and the Ghanaians will pray in their native language. The good thing is that God speaks all languages. The tough thing is that you may not understand Akan, you may not understand Tongan, but you will recognize it as a prayer. So please bear with us for that. We will also celebrate Holy Communion. And just so you're put at ease, we have what we call open table communion, which means that if you are in fellowship with God, if you plan to lead a life that is directed by Jesus Christ, then you are welcome at God's table where we celebrate the meal tonight. So please feel free to come forward. Let me ask you this. Does everybody have a candle with one of those little white paper doobies? Those probably have a liturgical name. I don't know what it is. Does anybody know what that is, a little white paper doobie? What is it? Candle holder. There we go. Appreciate that. Yeah, that's a liturgical term. Thank you. Anybody who doesn't have one, we have. Okay, very good. Well, how many of you are hoping for a wonderful Christmas? Great. How many of you expect to have a wonderful Christmas? Amen to that. Let me ask you one more thing. It is so much easier to praise God when we are with friends and new acquaintances, people we know. So let me ask you now to take a moment to raise up as you are able and offer a handshake or a hug to those around you and welcome them in the peace of Jesus Christ and the glory of God's birth. Welcome. For those of you visiting us, I am convinced that if I let this congregation go, they would be greeting each other for an entire hour. To that end, when we're finished with the worship service after Silent Night by candlelight, we invite everybody into our parlor, which is you go out of the narthex, turn left, and keep turning left. In the room right next door, we have coffee and punch and Christmas cookies, and we'd love you to stick around and share some Christmas cheer with us. That would be wonderful. Very good. How many of you come from traditions, either in your family or in your church, where you light an Advent wreath? Some of you are. If you're a member of Burns, you know that we are finally, we've gone through the 4 weeks of Advent. We've lit the two purple, the one pink, the fourth candle, which is purple. And tonight, because of the birth of Jesus Christ, we will light the Christ candle in celebration of our Savior's birth.